We find ourselves living out moments in history every single day. So I have decided to create a virtual time capsule to document a small part of that history. I'm Rena, and this is Inside Our Reality. Morgan Ispitz started a side hustle during quarantine. She tells me about why and how it happened, and how else quarantine affected her life. Here's our conversation from July 12th, 2020.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Pretty good. How's quarantine been? What's it been like?
I gotta say, it's been interesting. Like, I've been at home like every day. I haven't seen any friends really. Like once in a while I'll have some come to my backyard and we'll like sit 6 feet apart. But it's definitely like, it's given me a lot of time to reflect on myself and my mental health, which I was definitely in need of. And I didn't realize would really come from this like isolated period. So it's kind of nice.
Do you mind sharing some of the things that like, it seems like you I guess you like learned some stuff about yourself. Do you mind sharing any of that?
Like in particular, this might be hard for me to explain. But like, okay, for example, I feel like senior year, specifically for me, was just a really hard year. Like I'm someone that when it comes to school, I just don't think about anything else. And so it's been a really nice break for sure. I haven't had to think about school in so many weeks. And I guess by doing that, I've been able to take on new hobbies, and I've actually started doing a lot of painting, which I literally have never done in my entire life. I was just like, I'm bored, let me order some paint, and I really enjoy it, and I've actually been selling some things, which is nice, because like, it's nice to make some extra money in my free time.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about you started an Instagram to sell like clothing and some art stuff, some painting stuff. What made you decide to do that? And like, how did you start it?
Well, so I started a thrift store first. I started that, I think, 2 months ago. And I now have over 1,000 followers, which I'm thrilled with. And I honestly started it because at the beginning of quarantine, my mom and I were like, all right, I'm going to have to buy a lot of new clothes. A lot of my clothes don't fit me anymore. And a lot of clothes I just didn't wear anymore. And, I've been like trying to become a little more sustainable, because now I have the time to do some research on it. And so actually I've been thrifting a lot of my new clothes, from other Instagram thrift stores. But so I've been selling a lot of stuff, and it just like, I haven't made so much money on it. But it's kind of just like rewarding. Like I've marketed the whole thing myself. I put out a lot of advertisements. I've done like giveaways, and, it's kind of like become my part-time job. And it's really fun. And then, a little after I started painting, I was making paintings for like a couple friends just to start. Like, I made a little like Cornell canvas for my best friend who's going to Cornell. And I was like, actually, like, they seem to really like this. So, you know, like, I might as well try to just put some smiles on other people's faces. And so I started another Instagram account called Tearful Crafting, which came from the smiles on people's faces. And I've been selling a lot of my art that way. I have also just been doing a lot of the art for myself. Like I painted my own Converse just for fun. And I really like them now. and I've been painting a lot of things for my thrift store, and I've been doing a lot of like bleach tie-dye, and like I've made a lot of like these collages for friends.
How did you feel? How have you been feeling in the wake of the renewed Black Lives Matter movement in the last few months? How have you felt?
Honestly, I mean, I've been very vocal about it on social media. Another thing that quarantine's done for me is that I've had a lot of time to just do research, educate myself, and most importantly, like, speak my mind on social media. Whereas, like, during the year, I didn't have much time to just resonate with my thoughts. But one thing that does bother me is that, like, especially when a lot of the protests were going on, I really wanted to attend one, but I'm just, like, I'm very worried about, leaving my house and, like, you know, especially because it's so bad in Florida. But yeah, I was too worried. But so that's kind of why I was making those collages and donating the proceeds to Campaign Zero, because I figured, well, if I can't go out and protest, like, I can still contribute in other ways. So I signed a bunch of petitions, I made some calls and emails, and I still feel like I did my part in the best way possible. And it was really nice to see, like, a lot of my friends from school, especially, who, like, maybe wouldn't typically be very, like, vocal on their social media about politics, were posting a lot about Black Lives Matter.
So I have two questions, and you can either answer either one or both. What do you want to, like, be when you grow up? And what is your dream job? Doesn't necessarily have to be super possible or attainable. Like, not everyone's going to become an astronaut. But what is your dream job? So you can answer either one or both.
So it's actually funny that you say that, because, like, something that I've really like started to enjoy during quarantine is stand-up comedy. Like, I really enjoy watching it. I have no idea if, like, me going on stage, like, I could actually be funny. I don't find that, like, I'm a necessarily, like, hilarious person in conversation, but I really enjoy, like, the energy of it. So, like, I don't know if I would want it as a career, but I definitely would want to do at least, like, one stand-up comedy show, or, like, just one little act before I die, you know, that kind of thing. But, like, as far as dream job, I don't know. You know, like, 2 years ago, I would have told you it was, like, to own my own clothing line. A year ago, I would have told you that it was to start a new newspaper. So it changes a lot. I'd say, like, generally, my dream is to just be successful. I don't really know how I'm going to define that yet. It's not by money, I know that. I want a job one day where I feel like I have, like, fulfilled everything that I can do. I don't know. I want to end up doing something that, like, I don't wake up every day and think, ugh, I have to go to work, you know? Like the saying, like, if you enjoy your work, you don't have to work a day in your life. Like, that's my goal. So I'm going to Northeastern University, and I'm currently going as a major in journalism, which, honestly, I've been set on for, like, 4 years. Like, ever since I joined my school newspaper, I'm like, yes, I'm going to be a journalist. I'm so set on it, but plans change. And I think as I've learned more about my school, I've realized how easy they make it to, take on double majors or switch your major. So I definitely don't think I'm just going to focus on journalism. I really enjoy writing, so I'm not sure where that's going to take me, but I also enjoy a lot of things. I like physics, I like math, I like politics, so really I have no idea.
What, attracts you to journalism? Why is that what you are, I guess, leaning towards?
Well, what really attracts me is I just love writing. Like, I've spent, like, full days just writing. I mean, I write everything. Like, I'll write short stories on my free time. I've started probably, like, 5 different novels, and I haven't finished any of them. I write some articles for things. But, yeah, I really enjoy writing in general. And actually, a movie I saw at the beginning of quarantine called Spotlight. I'm pretty sure it's called Spotlight. It was about, it was like the Boston Globe. That's kind of what inspired me, because that's where I'm going to be. But it's the Boston Globe. Basically, they did a lot of reporting on, like, different sexual assault cases within Catholic churches in Boston, and there were a lot, and it made a real breakthrough in that particular area, because it had been happening all over the world and not just in Boston. But I mean, it was definitely a tragic story, but it was really, really interesting, and, like, it was just so cool to see how the reporters were so, so into their jobs. Like, they were always on the run interviewing people, trying to find evidence. And, like, I really enjoy that part of investigative journalism, and just, like, taking notes. I always take notes on everything, like, wherever I am. You might see me, like, jot down something while I'm, like, having a conversation with you, and that's literally just me, like, writing down something you said.
All right, this is a big question. Today is July 12th, 2020. Right here at this point in your life, who are you?
Ooh, you gotta give me a sec. I am a lot of things. I'm someone with a lot of dreams. Definitely, like, undetermined dreams. I'm someone with a lot to do, but also nothing to do at the same time. you know, like, I don't know. This is really hard. I'm like curious as to how other people are going to answer this, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm an artist at the moment, in my free time. I'm a writer. I'm, you know what? I'm actually an optimist, probably more than I've ever been in my entire life, which is, like, really nice to think about, because I'd say, like, high school was just roller coaster, and just not great for my mental health. But, like, I know that a lot of people have become more negative because of coronavirus, but I've just become a lot more positive, and I've been able to, I've become someone who's able to just see the good in anything, because literally, like, something as small as this, like this Zoom call that we're having, this little podcast, I mean, I've been excited for it for, like, 2 weeks, because, like, there's not much going on, and I really appreciate that. I'm not taking anything for granted anymore. I mean, the next time I can eat in a restaurant, it's gonna be, like, a party, but, you know, as long as it's safe. But, I'd say more than anything, I'm really an optimist. And I'm proud to say that, given that I've seen things, I've compared myself to others in the past. I've been just really pessimistic about everything.
Do you have any, like, last minute thoughts to share? Closing statements, I guess.
Could I actually just give, like, a word of advice, maybe?
Yeah.
That I haven't really mentioned. So with a lot of the writing I've been doing, I've been writing a lot of letters to people, which, like, I've always really appreciated the idea of, like, snail mail. I just think it's, like, very sentimental, and it's nice to have, like, especially for, like, my friends from, like, California and New York, like, places that I didn't really have time or money to visit anyway. Like, I have these little, you know, memories from them, and, like, I have something that we've now, like, both had in our houses. That sounds kind of weird, but, like, it's just something physical to remember a friend, and I don't know, I really like it, and I like, and I suggest anyone listening to this that you should definitely try writing some letters to friends, because it's a great way to keep in touch. Maybe include, like, a sticker in there that reminds you of them. but it's also, I would suggest, don't text them and say, hey, I wrote you a letter. Like, make it a surprise. And yeah, just if you have, like, if you have anything that you've been wanting to do that has nothing to do with electronics, now is the time to go for it. Because I feel like a lot of us have resorted to, like, TikTok and, you know, Netflix during these times. I know I have. But, like, literally whenever I'm in the mood to do anything that doesn't require electronics, I do it, because there aren't that many times where I have time to do that or when I have the motivation to do that.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. I really appreciated it.
And of course.
Thank you so much to Morgan. Also, thank you to Ben Miller for writing the music, and to Ben Bromberg-Gaber, Aliza Bromberg-Gaber, Mimi Cantor, and anyone else who has helped make this possible. That's our show. Don't forget to be kind to the people around you.